This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on January 12, 2012. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Wanted to announce today something exciting. The Reports Analysis Division is unveiling a new web page, and we're going to be putting out a press release, if we haven't already, shortly after the meeting. It's a page designed to assist committees with reporting of campaign finance activity. When you get a chance to look at it, you'll see that it's very user-friendly, and I'm confident that this will be very useful to the public in this election cycle. And on behalf of all of us, we thank the RAD Division and Information Technology for their hard work in putting this together. It was clearly a major undertaking. And so, Ms. Ciccone, thank you for sharing it with us this morning. And there's a handout that you have out in the lobby. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair Hunter, for allowing me, and commissioners for allowing me to say a few things about the new webpage. It's located under the Help with Reporting and Compliance section of the main FEC page, and my staff and I are really excited about presenting this new resource for the filing community. I just wanted to talk a little bit about the design of it. It was designed to reflect the mission of RAD, which, for those that aren't aware of it, is to enforce the disclosure requirements by ensuring clear and accurate reporting of campaign finance activity for the public, and also to provide assistance to filers trying to comply with these disclosure requirements. The web page that we've created provides filers with an easy way to find these resources most relevant to their specific filer or committee type. And it's all in one place, so that was sort of the idea behind it, so that they didn't have to go all over our website to try to find what is actually relevant to their specific committee type. It's organized to enable filers to click on their type of committee, whether it be a candidate, a party, or a PAC, and find resources such as limits relevant to their committee, independent expenditure timeframes, that sort of thing, FEA timeframes for party committees. Also, frequently asked questions for that specific committee type, as well as reporting guidance relevant to their type. It also serves to provide more transparency of RAD, the Reports Analysis Division, of our review process. And it includes an overview of the RAD review process, as well as frequently asked questions on requests for additional information, which are also referred to as RFAIs, sent to filers regarding their disclosure reports, and other RAD processes. We hope the web page is a place filers will find answers they are looking for when preparing their reports or responding to RFAIs. We welcome any feedback on how to improve the site or ideas for additional content, and we've provided an email address on the main page of our web page for this purpose. I'd also like to highlight in the near future, I've been told this morning that the relatively near future, within the next couple weeks, that we will provide a function that will allow committees to actually look up their contact information for their specific campaign finance analyst. So they'll be able to type in their committee ID number or through a name search, and they will receive that information in terms of who's assigned to their committee for and who reviews their reports. And, you know, the website isn't designed to replace that customer service that we provide within RAD, just to supplement it. We encourage people to still contact their analysts for any questions with filing. Finally, and most importantly, I'd like to thank my bright and talented staff members who worked on this project. It was a complete team effort. They used their expertise as well as their experience assisting filers on a daily basis on the phone, and they used all of that to design a thorough and user-friendly resource for filers. Specifically, I'd like to recognize Kendra Hannon and Rosa Lewis for their leadership on this project and their commitment to keeping it moving forward. It's been a work in progress, I'd say, for the last, year and a half to 2 years, I hate to say. But we all get busy with other things, and this sort of was pushed aside at one point, and we started it up at the beginning of last year. So thanks to them, as well as Jody Winship, Dan Buckley, Rebecca Howe, James McAllister, David Garr, Ashley Carter, and Jill Sugarman for their contributions to the content of the webpage and for working so well together as a team on this project. And also my amazing management team for overseeing the project, And there's also a couple people outside of RAD we'd like to express our appreciation to. Atik Warwick from the Office of Chief Information Officer, who built and published the site. He also trained RAD staff members on the software for the web, and happily answered countless questions from us when we were going through and creating the content of the website page. Greg Scott of our information division and his staff for all the work they put into the content of the whole FEC website on a daily basis. Their hard work and dedication to the content on the website enabled us to provide many, many resource links on our web page. So things such as contribution limits, filing deadlines, and that sort of thing. So thank you to that group. And a special thank you to our staff director, Alec Palmer, and our compliance officer, Pat Carmona, for their unwavering support of this project. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Ms. Ciccone, and to all the people that you recognize this morning. We appreciate your efforts. Well, now that we have the new RAD webpage, hopefully fewer people will end up in the enforcement process here at the FEC. But in case there still are some, we wanted to also announce another change that we've made very recently in the enforcement process, which is when the commission enters into pre-probable cause conciliation after a finding of reason to believe, we send a draft conciliation agreement to the respondent. And in there, we include a dollar amount to open conciliation negotiations. In the past, we haven't provided a lot of information on how the commission came up with that figure. And going forward, we made this decision in an executive session in December. Going forward, we will now set forth the basis of the calculation of that open offer for the civil penalty, and we think that's a very helpful improvement and one that we have heard about from the public for a number of years, including some comments that were filed in advance of the House administration hearing that we had on November 3rd of last year. So we're looking forward to hearing feedback from that and hope that it helps respondents and has a more productive conciliation process. Does anybody want to comment on that process, on that new change? Commissioner McGann.
Thank you. I think it's great. No, just a couple thoughts. The when I was first appointed to the commission, what struck me the most was how much folks who worked here assumed people who didn't work here knew about how this place operates, and there was a chasm between what people on the outside thought happened versus what really happened. And until I was here and saw all these supposedly secret books and files, I didn't realize there were. It hit me that there wasn't really a lot of stuff that really was top secret, and that there was a lot of confusion as to how things were done. One of the issues was in conciliation, people, myself included, felt occasionally you would get an out-the-door offer with a penalty that seemed out of sync with what either publicly available MERS said the penalty ought to be or what you maybe had in another case or whatnot. And when you would ask the question, how'd you get the number? OGC would kind of sit there and say, well, this is the number, and they never really would say. And as a result, people on the outside would blame OGC, and they would say OGC's hiding the ball, and they're no good, and they're playing fast and loose, and they're making it up. Well, the truth is they weren't. The commission approved the number. The commission probably talked about it. And in a lot of ways, OGC was shouldering the blame that really should go to the commission. And if the commission's going to come up with a new way to do something, well, that's really for the commission to do. So I think it's important that the public knows that the out-the-door offers are approved by the commission. That's actually news to some people who even practice in this area every day. But more importantly, we don't have a bingo ball, bingo thing where we just pull numbers out. We actually come up with a number. And I think it's important that respondents know how the commission arrived at a particular number, because under the statute, the commission needs to negotiate. Now, statute doesn't really contemplate pre-probable cause conciliation, but the commission over time has essentially taken the post-probable cause conciliation in the statute and exported it pre-probable cause, which I think is wholly consistent with the statute. But it needs to, the commission needs to negotiate, and we've tried to instill that a little bit more. Hopefully it's had some success, because it seemed like people were talking past each other. Some on the outside have said, well, gee, we need to see all these charts and the penalty chart and all that kind of thing. And the reality is, there is not really a one-size-fits-all chart, and to the extent there is, it seems like it can easily be changed depending on how you slant the case in chief. So where you stick somebody on a chart is actually how you decide the case, which I don't really prefer. It's better that the respondent know in a particular case how the commission arrived at the particular number, because the commission did actually agree. Some of these charts, some of the way we do things, not all commissioners agree. Even before I was appointed, that was the case in several kinds of cases. So this is, I think, a good step to having folks understand that we're not hiding the ball, and hopefully will help OGC in its efforts to actually negotiate a settlement that's appropriate for a particular case. It gives them more tools as well. In addition, just briefly on the RAD page, same thing there. A lot of mystery on RAD, and I think this goes a long way to debunking quite a bit of it. If you went to some of the more recent campaign schools, there was a tremendous amount of information that RAD was giving on how to deal with RAD, how to respond to RFAIs. It was available on the FEC website. You just needed to know where to look for it. It was in the materials, but not everybody seemed to know how to look. This puts everything in one place. There's nothing in here that really, if you're a student of the game and really paid attention, is news. It's just all in one place, but it is going to be news to a lot of people. For example, there's a question here, why did I get an RFAI? In the answer, it makes clear that RAD reviews reports on a per-report basis. One of the complaints people make on RAD is, we get the same letter all the time. We answered this last time. Why do we have to do this again? Because it's a per-report basis. And once you realize it's a per-report basis, it makes a lot more sense that you're getting the same letter. So it actually provides the sort of information that those that have to file reports need, that actually eliminates what some may have perceived as a secret RAD system. Much more transparent now. I think it's going to address many of the concerns people have raised. And I think these two things are very important, and I think it will allow the public and those who deal with the commission to have a little bit more confidence in what we're doing here, that it's not nearly so black box. So with that, thanks for recognizing me.
Thank you, Madam Vice Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Great job to Debbie and the team for on the RAD page. Nice picture, too. I like that.
The faceless bureaucrats are no longer faceless.
Yeah, look how they're not faceless. They all have faces, and nice ones, too. Friendly, call them. Actually, our RAD analysts are incredibly friendly. On the explanation of the penalties, well, no one at this table will remember this, but maybe Mr. Call remembers that I've been saying this for a really long time, that, you know, people want to know that they're being treated fairly. And I've long held the position that if we explain to them how their penalty relates to somebody else's penalty and why it is fair, you know, we don't make these numbers up out of thin air. There is a process that we go through, and we do try and treat similarly situated folks similarly, that is an aid in conciliation, because oftentimes the mistakes that people make are, in the vast majority of cases, they're inadvertent, and when people figure out that they've done something wrong, they're willing to step up to the plate and say, okay, fine, I hear you, we did this wrong, we didn't mean to, we're willing to do what it takes to get right with the law, and as long as they know they're being treated fairly, I think it really does promote conciliation and lets everybody move on and do a better job in the future. So I'm delighted that this is something that six commissioners actually finally agree on, and I think it's a good move for us, and hopefully it will the folks who receive these letters will find them helpful.
Do you have anything to add? Oh, sorry, Commissioner Walther, do you have? Okay.
Go ahead.
Mr. Herman?
The Office of General Counsel certainly agrees with the comments of the Vice Chair, Commissioner McGann. We're pleased at this new process, and I think it will go some distance in rationalizing the conciliation process, making it more transparent, and also just should expedite the process, because there should be more of an understanding on the part of respondents of the bases for the position. And we're pleased that the commission's decision supported it at the outset, and look forward to implementing it.
Thank you.
Mr. Walther?
I'm kind of like Don McGann. Great. But more than that,
I
really want to hand it to Rad. I think this is a great thing. I always agree with you just taking the initiative to do this, because, you know, as we know from sitting up here, most everybody out there really wants to comply, but they just don't know quite how the heck to do it. And this I think, especially frequent asked questions for me, I would go over there and see if I get my question answered that way first. And I think it'll be a wonderful way, maybe reduce some of the stress on RAD, because people will get some information going in and comply in a better way, certainly better mindset. So I think it's just great. And then, like here, we've been fighting the issue, and I think I never really litigated FEC stuff. But in talking to Don, of course, early on when he was chair, he pointed out and made me more appreciative of the fact that when I take a look at it, what's a lawyer going to do when they're faced with a number? And the client doesn't know where the number comes from. The lawyer can't really tell him where the number comes from. The client is less likely to accept it. The lawyer can't talk him into it because he really doesn't have a basis to do it. Here, there's some groundwork previously laid where people can talk. You can talk with your client and figure out where you want to go. Is this a range that I can live with? Or do we want to go for something less? Or that kind of thing. I think it'll really facilitate a conciliation in many cases. And maybe also for us, give us a more level ground to work on when we try and decide what to go out the door with.
Thank you. All righty. I think that concludes. Mr. Palmer, are there any management or administrative matters to discuss?
Madam Chair, there are none.
Thank you. This meeting is adjourned.